1982, August 16th, Tough Team Man Base, Ralph Soloveitchik.
What we will discuss today is a very simple question. It's actually two words we'll discuss today. What is Mishneh Torah? What is Mishneh Torah? Very popular word, but it's really a very enigmatic word. What is Mishneh Torah? Rish, you know, rather raise the question. We have a suspicion that the Gemara raised this question, but actually we still don't know the answer. And I would like to discuss it today. Because the Shabbos, between Rosh Hashanah and Tisha B'Av, are actually dedicated almost exclusively to Sefer Dvarim. We start with Dvarim Shabbos Chazon, and it goes straight to Dvarim until Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. The question is there a connection between the period of these 7 weeks and Shiva de Nechemte and Mishneh Torah? There is no connection at all. It's a coincidence, a calendar coincidence. But there is no serious relationship between the partials of Mishneh Torah and the 7.
Excuse me, Rabbi.
Well, so tell me, sir, I'll start now. Stick where you are. The exception of my neck. You know, it's all right. You see, tell me, where are you? Now is it audible or not?
Is it better, man? Is it better?
In the back, okay, those the people in the back. Is it good? Alright. The question is, the question is Mishneh Torah. Why is it called Mishneh Torah? What does Mishneh Torah, actually, what does Mishneh Torah express? The meaningfulness of Mishneh Torah, and in general, why should a chumash one of the 5 chumashim have a name for itself, namely Mishneh Torah? Bereishis has no name. Bereishis, the different Teras Kenim, it's for a different reason. The Teras Kenim is for a reason that the most of the halachas pertaining to Canaan, who were mentioned, they were equal. However, in Dvorim is Mishneh Torah, which is not apparently the Dvorim the word in the Gemara, mentions Mishneh Torah Agavuch, and basically, it is mentioned by the Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael, and in the Midrashim in Eretz Yisrael, and in only a few times. And the Midor HaSmuchim, the Mishneh, and the Teor Dor HaSmuchim, a few more times, not nothing. But anyway, you've got to understand what is it, what is Mishneh Torah. You all know, the question is raised by Rashi. And Rashi's answer is Mishneh Torah means a double Torah, or two tears, two chumashim. This is Rashi's answer. It means, better is to use the expression double. Whatever the Torah said in in Bagifo, in Shmeis, in Bagifo, was repeated by the Torah in the book, in the fifth book, in the Avon. This is a Rashi, in particular the one who elaborated this topic and insisted upon this interpretation that Mishneh means double, Mishneh Vanilla. He was a Ramban. Ramban had very serious questions about them. You know the questions. First of all, not everything we prepare says in the Chamisha Chumshetir, in Bereishis Meis, Banidvor is repeated in Mishneh. But the most are not repeated. But anyway, but it is number one. Number two, there is a Mishneh Perek, quite a number of mitzvahs which have not been mentioned before. And thirdly, so if you say it is a double Torah, you have to ask another question. So which mitzvah was supposed to be mentioned, to which mitzvah was not supposed to be mentioned? The Ramban goes so far that he actually says everything which was mentioned in the fourth forum were repeated in Mishneh Torah to such an extent, he said it, that according to him, Eisei v'Ezbnei, Shavuah HaKan, are identical. Are identical. What is identical, you may say, is the... Well, Rambam says that it is regard to Taimei HaMitzvah. Taimei HaMitzvah Shmajvei, Eisei v'Ezbnei. And the Shavuah HaKan, I mean, actually exhibit the same concern as the Torah for the suffering of Balei Chayim. Of the bird. Or of Balei Chayim general. But that's all. As far as the Dinah Torah are concerned, as far as the systematization of the Mitzvah is concerned, there's absolutely nothing in common in Shavuah HaKam. Anyway, let us read what Ramban says. Now let us read the Ramban, because I don't have time to do something. Sefer Hazeh in Yone Yedua, Shehu Mishneh Torah. What does it mean in Yone Yedua? What is known? It's Mishneh Torah, I mean, what else is expected? Yevoyodei Meisher Rabbeinu. Yevoyo bei Meisher Rabbeinu ledo hanimtso b'oretz, hanichnes b'oretz, excuse me, rov Mitzvah Satero at Spiches Me Yisroel. Rubi Yazikir Beito Dovo Betiraskinim. Rubi Masi Oarva. Akobones Rubi Tara Sakinim. Und was sehe ich, wo Bier ist am Lohem. Wir erkennen es Riesenheim. Wir jetzt doch über Azore achar Azore. Aber bei Israel, Jazik, ihr Amit, wenn es ein Eges Bohem, Pan achar Pan. Und es heißt sich, Bohem, Bio. Fährt der Ramban, es ist almost as a rule, the criteria. That mitzvahs say nitnu lekeyanim that I don't have not been repeated. Why the mitzvahs say nitnu lekeyanim into the
reason?
Because keyanim is reasoning. Hence, because keyanim is reasoning, there was no need to repeat. Why with regard to the mitzvahs which include the whole community, it was very important for two reasons. For two reasons, Ramban. If you pay attention to the Ramban carefully, for two reasons. One reason, Biyu, to explain, hey, you mentioned by here as a terrorist for the sake of explanation, and secondly, for another reason, of frightening the people. He emphasized to take most probably Ramban is referring to Teichachas. There was one Teichachas in Bosnia. But nevertheless, the Teichachas has a Teichachas, I mean, Christ's priest and the promise of Star Marian in Kisove. The Kisove is a part of Mishneh Teir. It was necessary that the Christ as a priest, the covenant, in Yadikro was not good enough. They were not frightened. In order to frighten them, so he had to repeat right Mishneter and warn them that it will happen exactly what he said in Yadikro will happen. And it was important that the people should be frightened. הוא פעם שליד זה בעיסון רק לחזר את ישראל ברבע זורס כמי שיבאר בספר הזה ביוני ידידי זורי, הזורס ורובייס, זו החזור ותיכוכס וכל פחודים וכל פחודים ומי כל פחודים ובויס אפיר אשר יפיד עיסון בשל אינש ועלרס. This refers most probably to the Teirach, which with the people I mean have witnessed at the end of Teirach Breishis. It's Breishis according to Ram, this means repetition according to Ram. It's repetition. Why is repetition not necessary? Why was repetition necessary for some? And for some it was unnecessary. It's first of all, any mitzvah which has to deal with kehune, the kelim were commanded to act in a certain fashion. There was, for that mitzvah there was no chazor. Because kelim is reasoning. Kelim is reasoning or it was enough one Azore in but Israel, the mitzvahs which were addressed not only to Kenyan but Israel as well, those mitzvahs you had to repeat for two reasons. First of all, the repetition was motivated by two reasons. One reason, explanation, they don't understand. The second reason is kill Prodi. He said it a fellow to kill Prodi in order to impress upon them the seriousness, I mean, of the commitment, and they should not dare to violate the commitment, because by violating this commitment, they'll actually bring about this, will face catastrophe, disaster, of no less.
Of course, you mentioned the fact that the Vian didn't die in the
desert. Let us put aside this. I want to understand the Ramban here. The Ramban. First of all, I want to clear up the expression Kianim is risen. It's an expression, you all know the expression, Kianim is risen. What does the expression actually, what does this expression stand for? What is Kianim is risen? Please, in regard to what does it want to say? Kianim is risen. Huh? Yeah, no. The Gemara says it is Kianim is risen, you know? I don't know that. I remember Kianim is risen, you know, the Gemara speaks about, in Pesachim, about the cookies with first pictures. The Gemara asked the Kashi from the, why the Migdol did it. The Gemara answers, Kianim is risen, you know? In Israel there was nothing to worry, because by permitting the baking of such matzahs, of such cookies, such items of food, the killing would not have caused the killing. To violate these opponents. We are careful, precise, careful. I could never understand. The Gemara asked, if you have a Gemara, sorry, the Gemara asked, Yemru, the Gemara is a very strange question. You have a Gemara, so you call sure, I believe. No, I don't understand anything about him. Thank you. No, it's not looking for me. Yes, it comes from. There it is. An atheism passed beyond it. An atheism passed beyond it. This is that one example now. An atheism passed over beyond it. With a silver material, very heavy. The silver material. Kol Rabbanan, Yetzim Bipas, Nekiyo, Ubaadro, Ubisrikin Am Tziyorim, Afa Pisho Amro, Enesim, Srikin Am Tziyorim, Bipesach. Omar Al Yudhe, Dava Zeh Shao Baitus, Benzinu Lechachomim, Bikimar Amro, Enesim, Srikin Am Tziyorim, Bipesach, Homer and Tishisha share the Mahmoud Sasa, the possibility of comments. Homer and Yasu, what is the truth? Yes, Yasu, the truth, the Koroma, the Igbeeno, the more Kivisha, Shomu, share him, Siemens, Omu, Ray, Gemru, Korach, Gemru, Kokoras, Rikim, Asurim, Ruskiki, Baitus, Motorim. So it means it cannot be done. Some people are very careful. Some people will be precise and watch over it. But you cannot say those people are Osir or those people are Mutter. Because there are people who are negligent and not precise, so I am afraid that those people who are not trained well will commit these offenses. That's what Moses said. Yem Ruko. Omar Abulazor, Bar Tzodek, Pam Achas Ani Nechnas, Achar Abo Lemes Chachamim, Review the Fun of Tricking, Tricking, Mr. Yorin Betesach, Amarti, Abo Leikach Omu Chachamim, and Reisim Tricking Yom, Jan Tzidjorin Betesach, Omar Li Bni Shal Kolo, Adon Omu. It's simple people, ordinary people. אלו שלחתני. אמרו, איכי ואמרו לו, קומלי שלחננים, אמרו אלו של כל אורם. אני אשם לא יתאור לי שלחננים אמרו, שלחתני אמרו אלו של כל אורם. אמרי, איכי ואמרו אוכל, אמרו לי שלחתני אמרו אלו של כל אורם. אמר רב יסי, איש עם סריקים כמריקים, ואיש עם סריקים כמיגוס קורים, אין עליהם. זה דוגמה. The question here is whether or not you can make a gzere for the Yodom, for Nachtuim, Nachtuim are experts, and you can expert who don't need Xerah, who will not make a mistake of even without it. There will be no case of comment. Whether you may do it or you shouldn't do it. It's a question, Yimu shall call on the Moser, the Rachtini Mutter, means also the Holodom, it's also the Rachtini Mutter. Is what is in what the Gemara, and here the Gemara, and here comes in the problem of Cain's riddle. What emerges from this Gemara is the following. After all, those Gzeres come under the title Susyogater, La Susyogater. The question is, something should be prohibited through the law of Susyog by Berzakolo, because this might lead to something which will be a Isotarism. However, not everybody will violate it. A certain group, a certain profession of people, certain people are very careful and they will not violate the issue. As Bezner right to say Nachtumi Kolo the Masuri, the Nachtumi Baitus Mutori. Does Bezner the right to say Keani Masuri? Keani Masuri? Keani Mutori? We shall zorim in mutorim asuri. Because our Cain is a zoris of this amigos. The organization of it did not tolerate the imprecision of slavishness. This is the question. So you aim in call not shall bite the sluter. I shall call it the Moser, or once it is also followed on, it is also combined. This is the truth here. This is the truth. In Kiyan is Rizimemo, they say Kiyan is Rizimemo, we say that many things which are also, I mean, outside of Vitam Igus, it's also inside Vitam Igus. Not a lot of the Kovish will is man, it's a certain lot. But the Interabonus, that we declare that Vitam Igus is Mutter, does not mean that our food is Mutter in the whole market. And why? Because Kain is risen. What does it mean? With regard to Kain, you do say, Yemru, Melech is Kain, you would terrest. Melech is Kolodom, you would terrest. You are not. Then it is in Eurybaitus, a private person, he was very apparent, he was very rich, and he had many Nachtumim, actually very precise, and he could rely on them. Nevertheless, when the visa was issued, so they did not exempt, the Baitus from the visa. Either it means, in other words, even if the person is right, is rich, what does it mean Baitus? What is the person of Baitus? And the law says, Yemu, it's a Yure Baitus Asurim, it's Yure Baitus Lutorim. Is this who you say no? If it's to you, I'm to Baitus also. I, Baitus, will not be involved in such a terrible mistake, but it's not lucky. They can make you wrong. Okay. Last is your battle, means all alike. Certain principle of equality, I think. Everybody is alike if it's a problem of a social affair. There are exemptions. It's not with regard to rich people or to people who are fastidious, but other circumstances which will prevent them or protect them from violating Aisha. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you say? You can. It's not because of riches or because of it is simply the circumstances in which he lives will not permit him to violate the Mitzvah. So there is no practical problem. But once it is a sociography applies to approach you is not systematically organized. It then applies also to rich Jews, and the social blatter applies to people who will never, actually indeed, they will never violate the Isra, Isra Chometz, never violate Isra Chometz because of mistake. But since it's also the Holy Soil, it's also to buy for Baitus as well. In Kenyan, as far as Bishan Midrash is concerned, they did not always say. Mukhtse, Stacey said, no, the difference, what kind of Mukhtse? Some Mukhtse are ours, or some Mukhtse are ours. But Kenyan is our law. Kenyan is risen rain. Means Kenyan is risen rain. And the fact that in Chutzpah Midrash, this particular action, the performance also in Midrash. But Midrash is not involved in that. So Midrash will carry out a lot of Kedina Kedash. What involved in the subject of the diaspora, the people who put them in such a case, not all of it.
Like to
occur in Chutzpah Midrash. No, Chutzpah Midrash is not Kenyan, is it?
It's
not the condition of the Midrash. But the Aloha is because of Kenyan's reason. Kenyan is the Midrash. So Aloha in Varsus, Yogra, Tero. What if it is a necessary siyog for many, for 100 people, when it's not necessary for 10 people? For 10 people you can realize, 10 people you can realize that we would not be involved in many Surmi Rabbonon anyway. In Galochi, he's asking his resume or he applied to Kenya. But in his Hamidosh, how we draw in many things which are part of the Rasus Yovater, of the Rosh Hashanah, he applied to one group, to a certain group, and he applied to many, but one group is excluded. But in the case, Kenya is resume.
Did you apply to anybody else?
The Kenya is resume is only those. But anyway, it's not that it's a problem now. This is the halacha in Rasus Yobater. Yemu, the objection is to such a situation is Yemu, as the Gemara says. Given the Domorid, Yemu, Kola, Srikim, Asurim, Srikabaitis, Mutorim. This is impossible to say as we can buy to should be looked at. Our Rabbeinu Bar Tzadik, Yemuri call as we can assure him as we can buy to Smutar. Yeah, this is it. The verse is now in Ramban. Ramban uses this expression for Kenan is really nothing without the Rabbanans and Asus Yogvater. But in some cases, you cannot say Asus Yogvater. I mean, there's no need to do that. Asus Yogvater, because the reason which motivated the Chachomim, to introduce a certain Israel does not exist with regard to other people. And if it is that in the Gemara we have it in the Tzviure Baitus we have it that with regard to other people who say who because of wealth and other reasons are not exposed to the danger of violating the rights if we let him violate the Isha Rabbana. But Yemru is Sriki Baitus, Kolodom, Mutori, Sriki Baitus, Asuri. You mean this is impossible? This is impossible. In Kenim, we know that. It's apparently the last Siog Latere limited to one group, then that cannot be done. But in Migdosh or Kenim, whatever the reason for the motivation is, Kenim in Migdosh, who were exempt quite many times from the Surim Dera, from the Surim Dera Bonon, because the Teres Yog, there was no need to introduce this particular service around the law. And Akein is reading anymore, and the Teru Shabbat Peh, the Risa of the Teru Shabbat Peh, is limited to his Israel or put with Migdos, and cannot to Kein anymore in the Migdos. This is Friday night, the Risa, I remember, Al Harabais, used to carry the lamp in order to find out which Kein is asleep or. This halach certainly is Isurei Mukhtse, this is not every Isra, certainly Isurei Mukhtse did not apply to Kenim. But we would have said to some Migdosh halach. No, it is not Migdosh. It is a problem, it's not Migdosh, and it's not a Rabbonon apparently. I'll discuss it. It is a halach in general in Siog Latir, can be there big zeres, limited to one group or to a certain number of people without extending themselves to include everybody. And this is a Kenim's vision. It's a first of shot without the Rambam. Now, what is new Rambam? This is the first of shot from Kenim's vision. parce que vraiment, Israël est ce que but with regard to Israël, you don't say. So you rebuy to Abutori, which you recall as Surin, but either you ask or you rebuy to, or you ask it's your record. There's no discrimination as far as Isurim Rabbanan. Even though the motivation is lacking with regard to certain people. What is new in Ramban? What is new in Ramban? Yeah. It's all right in the Rabbanan, it's okay. In the Rabbanan, this is a look of Asus Yog Latero, Asus Yog Latero. So the Chachomim decided the Asus Yog Latero can be the Asyog, it can be valid with regard to 100 people, and the 100 people, then to all the people, there can be no exception. One way, you can also say no, you can have an exception with regard to Asus Yog Latero, that 90 people should be included in the Issur of Asus Yog, and 10 people are excluded from the Issur. This is getting reasonable in the Rabbanan. So that's a question from Asus Yog Latero. But what is new as far as the Ramban is concerned?
It has no attachment to Mikdash. It's a general class distinction. Kohanim, regardless of whether it's Rabbanim, Daraisa, Mikdash, non-Mikdash, right, true.
What do you mean? It's clear from the Tayyag Mitzvah?
They don't need it because they have a different attitude, a different approach to the
Yes and no. Yes, my opinion is that the Ramban says here, the Aloha from the Asus Yog Latere was the reason for Mishneh Torah. The Torah was repeated the second time because of Asus Yog Latero. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, there also, introduced Asus Yog Latero. Of course, it's a derisa, the story is also a derisa. But how can there be a Torah twice? How can there be a repetition of a Torah? The Torah was given in Sinai, they said, why do you have a repetition of the three ways that the now is made of? This is a lot of question. And if it is Yog, of the Ramban, that the rebellion should be exempted. Because Kenim are exempt from Yog Latero in certain cases. And then Shiftechem, Ziknechem, it's a very strange. That's what happened in Shemayim Yimkuchem, in Hashem Yimkuchem. Hoshechem, Shiftechem, Ziknechem. Kekel Odom Yisroel, Nechit Yitzecho, Atzei Yisnecho, Lovoch Yuris Hashem. The second time. Why didn't they call Kiyanecho? They called Kiyanecho, and Meshe mentioned quite a number of classes, social classes. Chit Yitzech, Chit Yitzecho, Shiyit Yimecho, everybody was said Kiyanecho. The Akeni was a bit killed of them. Then it says it was not for the Akeni. The Mitzvah Akeni. The Akeni with regard to Arias or Tavizore is a dozen of a plot. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Akeni is a prisoner, but it doesn't apply to the Mitzvah. But pertaining to the Mitzvah, a Mitzvah, which rests observed, even slowly in the middle of the common country. And other kinds of mitzvahs, Vishu Zene Vachalolo Leikoko, Vishu Grusha Meisho Leikoko, there isn't a matter of fact, in my mind I try to catch the Ramban and find a love in the Tere which is specific, that was given specifically to the Kehne. And nevertheless repeated in Mishneh Torah, I didn't. I thought of it, I did not check it against the safer. But I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't. safety by Yates, it's not a great crucial thing of a lot of the couple. The surety is the good to be the terror of peace a few times, but not close. Not Kahuna. But the killing did not need any repetition for Kahuna, because Kahuna means reasoning. It's a derisive thing. When you give the terror, when a vessel gave the terror, and left out Aaron. He left out Aaron. Aaron is not mentioned. This was the origin of our work. Of course, as far as the rights is concerned, I mean, this principle is actually this principle is not practical, because the theorist Tayag Mitzvah, no Kenny Mamuzum Tayag Mitzvah, yes. But as far as the sinister theory is concerned, so the second theory is it's your letter. So, we are accustomed to take it for granted as your is a rabbana. We are accustomed like that. As a matter of fact, your is a dara in the Pirkei Rabbi Yossi says, your, what is your? Your is a eight hadas. And Rabbi Yossi says, Is the Torah also was given not only was given to Moshe as Torah's Moshe as the mitzvah Ikris, and then as a repetition of the mitzvah Mishyot. This is Siok. His Memele is according to the Ramban, the second, the Sina Satere, is Siok. As a matter of fact, I haven't checked it too well, so I cannot say exactly it is from. I have a shot that the second begins with Shomer Hashem HaShabbos HaKatsu. Not Zohar Hashem HaShabbos HaKatsu, Shomer Hashem HaKatsu. Is a Zohar Shabbos Funcion. The first deep breath is the Sinas HaShavos, throughout Shavos. The second time is the Shavos, the Shavos, the Shavos, is Yog Later. That's Midrash. It's Yog Later, but Midrash. But one Shavos is needed, Midrash, the Sinas Atero Atzmo, in the other Shabbos, it's again with the Reise, Shemo is Zohar B'divrei Chod Memoru. That's what Chazal reminded us. But it is Siyog Later, the Terah Siyog.
There's a major distinction between the two types of Siyogim. Siyog de Rabbanan generally adds a prohibition to something which is already prohibited for the purpose of avoiding the second
20 years. I don't know. There are concepts of Shiyog. There is a concept of Shiyog and there is a concept of Iker. The concept of Shiyog, where did Akkadish Baruch Hu actually introduce Shiyog? In his revelation to the automation and introducing the Marie Sigube.
Shiyog has the second problem.
The Shiyog is a complete issue of what? No, there's no. This is Shiyog that could have been on the first Lichas or Shiyish, would be only the second Lichas. The problem is, why? Yeah, there is no Yisof at Yisof. There is no Yisof at Yisof.
But it's two injunctions.
I thought about it, where there is a Shofas. No, we can't succumb to it. There is no Shofas.
I hear three words with the same title. The reason, which is to be alert, Zohir,
the Murda and Siyam, the only warning.
So what do you want to bring out?
Correct, I hear you correctly.
Well, what correctly?
Zaris.
No.
Means to be alert.
Yes.
You could be inefficient, but you're alert.
No.
Murda means you're careful, or as a warning. And Siyam, now you're saying the same thing again, it's Murda.
Why is
clearly all three words
synonyms? The Gemara is clear in the reason.
What does that mean?
The Gavre is Azores. The Gavre is Azores. Muzor means... Muzor means Azoya Mirot. Mirot means I'm careful. But it's about action. They say Zoris. Zoris is Mimuro, the capable boy. Zoris and Mimuro. The Gavre is Azores. This is a lot of reason. Kenyan is reason, not Kenyan is here anymore. Kenyan is here. I did not say that the Kenyan is going to have a reason. I didn't say that.
You use the reason, and you use the word later, as Musa.
I didn't say. I said that the Alokhi of reason is that the Alokhi is at the right. Where is it? We find it in Pirkei Rav Noson with Zigobay, and the Pirkei Rav Noson, just Pirkei Rav Noson. It says, as the Alok and the Ritzo, the Raman is Mifurus as the Ritzo. The Ritzo is from Chibuk Mishu, by Arayis, because the Kul Kont, the Raman is the Ritzo, the Ritzo. From Krivo, the Arayis, right, the Pirkei Rav Noson says it also. Chibuk Mishu is a Issa de Reise. With a lot of Shia. But the Risa de Issa de Shia. So you see from Pirke de Rabinos and a possibility, the following possibility, both need a Reise, both are very Gmures, both need Stavo, with Stavo, with regard to both of them. Meshach Rabbeinu was told to tell the people to observe, but one is the Iker Aveir, like in the right, Iker Aveir is beer. But there is a Issa de Reise for Chibuk Mishu, but again, it's a Issa de Reise, but not Gufe Shel Olam. A Issa de Reise is a look, this according to Rabbi Yenison, to the Pirke of Rabbi Yenison. But anyway, there is Kian in his resume more. Is not a Drabonon. Drabonon thought up the idea, they thought of the idea that it's good to have a fence around the Tere. But the Aloche from Kene is not to be. The Aloche from Siob La Tere is at the right. Siob La Tere means a second Messine. A second Messine giving his Tere all over again. What does the Ramban say? What does the Ramban say? Why was the Torah given twice?
Mishum
Bir. Mishum Bir, we don't know at all, but it's about discussing. Or what? What is Yogla Torah? What is Yogla
Torah?
That's what it is. To keep the Yogla Torah also, in order to keep the people, to prevent the people from violating, because if you make the territory, very narrow, and any movement on his part will motivate his desire for Avir, many people will violate the Israel. But it's also Israel. It's a Israel the Reise, and I cannot measure which Israel is more important and which Israel is less important. I can't measure it. I have no measures as far as this is concerned. But the Aloche too means Siyog Latere. And the Ramban says, why didn't he warn the Kenim? Because the Kenim is risen. So the Kenim is risen, and this is the Aloche. This is the Aloche. It's Kenim and the fact. The Torah was not repeated itself. I mean, as far as Mrs. Kenyon are concerned, is due to the halacha because kehunin is reasonable. It is the siyog with regard to mitzvahs. Kehunin is not required. The kehunim are included in the siyog as far as Shabbos is concerned. But with regard to mitzvahs, kehunin is the siyog unnecessary. This is the Ramban. Otherwise, I mean, you have a way to interpret the Ramban, not the way I do, by saying simply more, the Ramban is under mitzvah. I'm a rich Ramban. You can say it. I wouldn't have it. I'm a rich. The Ezrigan is a rich. I'm a rich. I think the Guru says Ramban was a Baloshan. I mean, he had a white vocabulary. So he said, I can't, you mean I'm twisted. It's a metaphor. You can say, you have the full right to say it. But I feel the Ramban says, Kikian is rich anymore. And he says that not a single mitzvah, which is typically directed to the Kehunim, was repeated in the Mishneh Torah. And if it is true, I don't know, you'll have time tonight. The Ramban did not say in such absolute terms that I could rely on it. Chelek, 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 what are your orders? It's not yet. It's in the Shmir of Anshe Mishmo. This is because Anshe Mishmo. Chiyom Yalim in the Achat Shorecho. Achat Shorecho. Chelek, the Gemara derives from chelek, 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 the Aloha to Mishmores. As Koshin Artel, the Aloha to Mishmores. When the Mishmore Eivet, is the Mishmo who has a share in the Psachatos in the Noches and so forth. But it's not a Yisra Kehune. This is more the benefit. The Torah tells us, I'll come to you. The Torah tells us something in Broche, in Mishneh Torah, which we would need, on, you know, which is as far as Kehune is concerned, not only Kehune. So it's a new arrangement which Vayikra is not mentioned. This is the arrangement of Kehune, what you always did, all the halachas. It's not a surikain, it's not a surikain. On the contrary, the kain has a right to. You could ask me, the year that kain in Aviv, Chelek and Nachman. Is also Cain, but this is not the typical Yisra Kehune. The Yisra Kehune is the Ramban has two in mind. Yisra Noshim, which is in the Mahalol, the Koro, and secondly, the summary, the Tomeremes. Yontef is not Yisra Kehune. That a Cain and Yontef does not have to wait for each time in the Mishma, but they can come in. And do that lady, not only so much the lady, and take his share. Mm-hmm. And the Mahoris of Kochin, it's not a Kehune Aloch. It's Aloch in Chalukas Kochin. Anyway, let us. What do you say?
Why does the Siyag of Chatzos have to apply to a poem? The poem is a Zori.
Well, you need to buy them as well, yeah. You're correct. You need to buy them as well, the Chatzos. It's not a Yisra from Kehune. If you say it's not a Yisra from Kehune. It's a Yisra Shemo Yavar Ema Zman, yeah? Rabbi Gamliel, you mean Rabbi Gamliel. You mean Rabbi Gamliel. Yeah, Mashal HaKum HaKatis is also the Machlek Shor HaShem, whether or not it applies to the Bailim or only to Kehune. But this is not a Kehune Avroch, anyway. So, what is difficult? I didn't understand.
No.
said the
why should it apply to
I said the healing makes no
difference.
Why should the coin be allowed to eat it until daybreak?
What do you mean, Joachim, this is the letter key to the Lutheran scripture. This is end of interest. Why not say King Zivin? Because this is not Aisha Kivune. This is basically it is Aisha from Aisha from not only Kivune, it applies to Krishna as well. It applies to Krishna as well. Very active out in not only with regard to Krishna, but all on the whole of the year, and I have a lot of happiness. It's a separate level. Separate. No. Yes. What was?
Why are
I don't know. What is the question?
Someone
asked me
why
Rashana and Yom Kippur
mentioned the
sacred
forest prior
to Vayadim
in Re'evi,
Hashem Vayadim. Well, why
Rashana
and Yom Kippur
not mentioned?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. I understand. Once I realize about your question, I'll tell you because if you simply take a look in the clear satire in Re'evi, and the clear satire from a mail of Rashana and Kippur is mentioned. A mail of Rashana and Kippur is mentioned in a mail. Is it so? Well, you'll say that the purpose of the parsha in Re'ei and the purpose of the parsha in a mail are two different things. In the parsha in a mail, we declare interested in one thing, and the Yisum Melocha Yotzi. Even the Torah says from time to time, we craft a Mishra Hashem. But the emphasis from the parsha to Emeya is centered around the issue of Melocha. As far as this Melocha is concerned, is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur the same Yom Tov as Shavuot Regalim. However, in Re'ei, is already the issue of Melocha is not mentioned in regard to all Meyadim. Also, this is the components in Midrash I mentioned. Kom Nedove, Kom Nedove, Asri, Yorei, Kom Tzfuchu, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, don't have the components either. So there's nothing to be mentioned there. Not mentioned. We craft them. Shom Hashanah, Yorei, Kom Tzfuchu, Asri, Hashem, Atecho. But not in Masha Yisra, no what man should say to Hashem in Matipurim? Hashem in Matipurim, there is no Yisra. There is no mitzvah from Puriya, from Giga, from Giga, from Shinta. The two, Shina Tzeres is not mentioned, it's correct. Shina Tzeres is not mentioned, correct, you know why it's not mentioned? Because Shina Tzeres is not chayev in mitzvah Sorega or Kersay, but only through Sukkot. Atzeres is Tashmuni. Exactly, it is very precise. But Emeir is something else. Emeir is a part of Nisho Yonke. The Kiddush in Emeir is that of Nisho Yonke. And Nisho Yonke applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well as to Shabbos. That's why Emeir includes Shabbos. Not only that, Emeir includes not only Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but Shabbos as well. Well, let's continue. No, let's continue. This is the Ramban. This is the Ramban alone. Now, what is the Ramban? What does the Ramban say next? What does the Ramban say next?
I'm destroying the Yadja.
Aim may start with a Zora Akarazor, this is sure.
Yeah.
Our the Israel Yazir. What is Israel Yazir? The Pia Gruve. Your clause isn't Pia Gruve. But the second time is a Loch of Lassusia. And sometimes we have no rule by which to judge and by which we could understand what are the criteria. And the Torah sometimes wants it repeats itself twice, and at other times the Torah is only on the emergency to words. When did the Torah add? The Torah adds another siyok to the Iker Amitzvah. When the Torah did not add any siyok to the Iker Amitzvah, but many mitzvahs of Torah which have not been repeated at all. The criteria for that, I don't know. I can't tell you that. All I say, Adam Asus Yog Latere, is not a din the Rabbonim, it's a de Raisa. What kind of use I can make of this discovery, Allah's discovery, of a concept of Asus Yog Latere, and the Raisa, I don't know. No doubt in my mind that it is mentioned. But now we have mitzvahs the Raisa, we have mitzvahs in Machmas Yog. There is no doubt that the Raisa is the Raisa, and it's the Mitzvah of the Chachonim. Gzeir or Gzeir, it goes on the Zohar. You have to say the following. The Rambam is the Shita Sakum most. If you see the Mikon, the Rambam Shita is Why is it necessary? I believe you are it's correct. You see, the Rambam, the rich Shita is. The reality is that Shkita Sakum is also from the Rabbon, is also from the Raisa, and it's not about Zvichet. Everybody knows Zvichet. However, the Rambam Shkita is, it's not because it's about Zvichet, not correct, but it's a different reason. Shkita Sakum is also from the Akum, the Rig Israel. The prophet says the Koral of Akum is Israel. Is a term that the Torah says in Koral Or, V'chalta Mizifrat. Why shouldn't they accept the invitation? Why shouldn't they accept the invitation? V'chalta Mizifrat. In Koral Or, V'chalta Mizifrat. Pshat is, Dr. Rambam, seems the Torah didn't like it, this kind of an invitation, is a term that's not true. The Rambam has no proof that it is the Chalton is different than the Lekach and the Gneisov, possible, not answer the Koralov, the Chalton is different, a stick cynic before he marries the Gneisov immediately, it's no good, that's no Rambam Shite. I don't remember exactly the word. Read it. Yeah, the Rambam. Alright. I'll look at what?
Rambam.
You doubt?
No.
How come is this? I don't see it. Here. Akum ששוחד, אף על פי ששוחד בפני ישראל בסקין יופי ואפילו הויר קוטן שחיתו סנבילה ולאיקו על החילוס הדבר תרא שנאמר וקור לוח ואמרת מזיפרי לאחר שהזיר שמו ייחל מזיפרי אתה לא מציזיפרי עושה בפרק זה בפיר לספרות of having one meal together with the Akum is apparently a Sizosa. And the Rambam says the Yisrael is Zohar. Is there, then if you don't have a special Yisrael, there is no special Yisrael of Shvita Kakel. There's no special Yisrael. However, the Korah Locha, how to resist there is, this itself suggests to us the possibility of a Torah disapproval. There's no doubt about it. That's what the Torah told us. Is the male is Shoshach, is my Malkus. Is my male is he gets Malkus if he eats the Shvita Kakel. So that's what was suggested. This itself is Allah for Shioglatera. This itself, the Shvitas Akum is Shioglatera. Because the Isra of the Zohar, had it been the Isra of the Zohar, then Shvitas Akum would have been a separate love. All would be a Isra love and a Isra Misa. The fact that there is no separate love. There is no separate love. But the Torah of the Rechages told us there's a danger in accepting an invitation from the Nakum, the Koral of Achalton and Zichrei, and this itself shows that the Torah prohibited Shvita Kakel. Yeah, but where is the prohibition? The answer is apparently there's no need for a prohibition. The Torah says, Achalton and Zichrei, the criticism by the Torah is good enough. You don't think the Torah says, they say how cold pray from the veil of the Torah. It's nothing the Torah says, then you'll do this and that. If the Torah has said, the Koral of the Shnechem, the Chalton is this way, the Tigre will not be, the Beit Shechem, the Gnevi would have been, the Torah says, Ken Tishkach, the Tigre is in the Shechem, which the Tigre would have been, I used to per se without them losing it. That's what was suggested, that perhaps this kind of Issa, the way it was given to us, was not given to us as just an Issa, at least here, of course, even honor. It was given to us as a possibility which is no good. This means our Zohar through what? Through theology. But whatever it is, just. There's an expression from the Gedal Gadol. Here this is the Rav Shach. Rav Shach and Gattad. Yes, the Gedal Gadol means that the Sariya is the Hajj. Yes, it is possible. The question is, that's why many say that the Gedal Gadol Bidero is only awesome in the Rabbana. Alright, this is exactly what the Rabban says. Now continue the Rabban. There is one, what is important is the idea that the Torah, many levels, the love of the Torah were given twice. Once as the Iker Yisrael, and the second time was Siok. To establish a Siok. Love establishes a Siok. Yeah, the Shlesham Shosh became it, you know. So the Mitzvah is applied to the Mitzvah. It's a good question. If there is a love, if there is a question of Yoglater, perhaps it applies not only to Mitzvah Shlesham, but to Mitzvah Shlesham. The only question is because we don't have an Issa Asay with Siyak. What was mentioned here before. But before was mentioned that Yisra B'Reise. Yisra B'Reise from Neisra by Kochi. Yisra B'Reise. But the Yisra Rase is a Shabbos. Yisra mean, excuse me. But Yisra Rase, it is the Siyog Latero in Matzah, it's a Gart of Matzah. But Matzah is a Matzah. But I mean, never, you mean a repetition of an Asay should also be considered as a Siyog. Quite possible. But Matzah we have it. But Phyllis Meyer, will you have it? Phyllis Meyer, will you have it? Quite a number of things with regard to me to say, I say, Siyog Latere. It's only me to say. All right, let's continue. We'll continue. What is next?
Yod Yosef. Zephazer, Kabbalah, Mitzvah, Shalom, Iskiru, Klaus, John, Ayudu, Ben Amot, Shemla, Agarushim Beisha, Vahidim Zomerim, Vizul Asal.
Just a minute. I want to ask something else. Our Bisroel Yazir Amitris, Aneig Ismael, Pam Akapam, it's me the Asusia Gatera. Rehesiv Bohem Bio. What does it mean, Rehesiv Bohem Bio? Then it's you. The Shogui took care. What's Rehesiv Bohem Bio? What's the only what? What is in Vaya? This is yet Mitzvah's return, not being clearly. What do you mean that clearly? What is Bio? What does Bio mean, actually? This is the mayor and the parents says, Hail, Rashid, Bayer, et cetera. So Rashi was very uncomfortable with this Bayer. According to Rashi, there's no Bayer. The Rashid here is like Teres Kenny. The Bayer, what does the Bayer say? He interpreted there. So Rashi says, Mishim Roshan. It's Mishim Roshan. So Rashi got rid of the problem. What I hear, we don't know, what's Bishir, what Hechel, Meshe, Bayer, Zater, the Torah was Nichtav, according to the Gemara and Seike, Bishir, Rosh, and it's true. But Hechel, Meshe, Bayer, Zater, the Meshe paid so much attention on it, to Bishir, Rosh, that he spent the last year, I mean, writing Bishir, the Torah, Bishir, Rosh, it's very difficult for me to digest. His Bayer is, Pashas, his Bayer means to explain. To explain, this is the process, is the simplest thing, to explain. Rashi doesn't want it. No, Rashi doesn't want it, and then the Ramban has trouble with it too. But then one of the reasons for Mishnah Torah is one is Kim Chodim, that is Siob Latera, and the other reason is Biu Latera. What does it mean, Biu Latera? The Torah in Ksav, is able to be on the Torah. So, the what is the Biur HaTerah? But Torah Shmofer, the Rambam says, the beginning of the Mishnah Torah. So, you know, the Eter Lach Hashem is a Torah of the Mitzvah, a Torah is the Torah of the Kshav, and the Mitzvah is the Torah of the Kshav, the Torah of the Mitzvah is the Torah of the Kshav, the Torah means Torah of the Kshav.
This is not personal.
Of course it is. And the lesson, Hail, Meshe, Bayer, Sater, Hazim, is simply to... And you can imagine yourself, Meshe was the last year of his life. The soul finally realized and understood that Meshe's days are counted. And he didn't have Meshe for a long time. So he simply began to ask questions. He ignored until now. Questions, what is this rabbination? What did you mean by this person, by that person? Simply ask them, was there a rabbi? They didn't realize him, they didn't understand him. He made his position, they made his soil. They liked Meshach Rabbeinu, but they didn't understand the strongest attribute of Meshach, namely, is being the Rebbe for Kalisar. There is so much in variety of images, image of the king, powerful man, and so forth. The Knesha Rabbeinu, he was a king, but completely was irrelevant. What was important to Knesha Rabbeinu is whether he was the Rebbe for the Kalisar. So they began to read the beginning. And they began to realize the last year. When Chazal say, "Meini odo meini aldas rabbi," "Meini odo meini aldas rabbi," one does not recognize the importance of a rabbi. El la'achalot la'bein shono. Why a Meshe Rabbeinu is only in the last year. He said, "When a certain lady, you didn't pay attention." To the Almighty and to my role among you. He's in Los Angeles, so he had many shadows. And they made Meshe brought him to the land of Nahan. They are ready to enter the land and develop all the and realize all the aftochas, all the promises which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to them, and they are not ready. And they begin to ask Mesh Rabbeinu Shemesh. This is says, Hail Mesh Bayeras Atir Aziz. So the Ramban Abim said it, and the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't tell him to do it. Mesh did it voluntarily. Rabbeinu Shalom didn't tell Mesh, you go ahead and explain to them the law. We had enough opportunities to ask such questions. He didn't understand it, and therefore, what they said, because of charity, feeling of charity, voluntarily, I mean, explained to them the whole theory, call it theory, call it.
So the Shivan Lashonos doesn't make sense.
Huh?
So the Shivan Lashonos doesn't
make sense. What?
The notion of Shivan Lashonos.
No, this is going for the people, the people buyer.
I understand, but Rashi says it should
be. Yeah, because Rashi wanted to, I'll tell you what Rashi was worried. We should not interpret buyer means in the sense of Pirushi. Because there was no Pirushi in Mishneh Teyah. Mishneh Teyah, you find the Mishneh Teyah from Exam, but not Pirushi. So Rashi knowledge of what is Bayer, Rashi sense of Bayer does not mean Perushim, but Bayer means something else, namely the technical translation of the Torah into Shishim. But however, but most Rishim don't interpret like that. Most Rishim, there was a function of Dio in Teres Bampet, which was not, did not prevail with regard to Teres Bampet. In terms of, I mean, with regard to the first forum. The first forum, it was Meisher. In the first forum, Meisher's job was simply to tell another the Hamisha from Shiter, or the Arbor from Shiter, to the Pali Sora. Meisher was a Shliach, to simply to receive the Teresh of Esau. Then Meisher had also a job. Namely, after Shabbat, to interpret the Torah to them properly. The fact is that he told them by me, the Torah training is without interpretation. One cannot understand Torah training. So Meisher's job was not only to give them Torah training, to give them, on the contrary, on the Chamisha Chum Shetero B'Torah, the Torah Shabbat Ksav, but the Teres Shabbat as well.
Why would you not count him exempted from this aspect of the Torah? Here you can't take a hand of freedom because they have to...
No.
So why...
Mishneh Teyah contains the Urim which Meisher made available to the people in the last year of his life. But it does not entail Kol HaTorah Kula from Teyah Shabbat. What do you mean, what kind of business is your wife? This was the Teyah Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no problem. But parts of Mishneh Teyah should also be interpreted in terms of Teyah Shabbat. For instance, the Gemara says, even though B'chol HaTorah Kula Lo Darshin and Smuchin, we don't interpret the fact that two parshas are close to each other, is not to be, no halachas can be deducted, can be deduced from this. Smuchin's proximity after, for instance, B'chol HaTorah Kula, if I said, Vesil Bashatis, Semo Pishtriyano, Gdil and Tasala, Halaba, Kamvis Ksushko, is in Kola Terekule, in this proximity, with a dear mention. So you could not have derived any conclusions from this proximity. It happened to me, but there was no halacha. Different is different. This is not a skinny, not a skinny. Mishne Torah. Our more, our Mishne Torah are shini. Why is it shini? The fair, the Torah has combined. Torah combined the scribe and teachers. Apparently, the teachers is very quiet. But only Torah skinny had the situation prevailed. In Bamidbar, in Teras Kenim, Bamidbar, whatever, in a safer outside of Teras Kenim, we would have taken for granted, we wouldn't have taken for granted that the mitzvah of safe and teachers is their requirement. Not their requirement. I wise machine, we don't know. It doesn't mean that we don't understand something that we can derive some conclusions. Why is it so? Because Kola Tere Kule, from Breshis Boro until Mishne Tere, where Mishne Tere begins, including Bamidbar, is a Teros Mitzah. Meshi Yedin Zodem Pshat, Isha Zena Mechalo, Li Yikohu, Isha Grusham, Isha Li Yikohu, you want to know the Pshat? Come on, I'll tell you, but you'll have to remember it, not write it down. This is the essence, was it? Given with Teres Mitzah, Teres Mitzah. Don't write it down. Maybe say, I'm a human being. I'm just a human being. How can I ever know the Torah for so long? And telling the Torah to my Talmidim, and Talmidim to pass it on to someone else. I can't do it. I have to write it down. If you have to write it down, so don't write down at all. So I'll get somebody who has a very good memory and remember. So Torah Shabbat, Dvorim, Torah Shabbat, they don't lichtom in the Torah. The Teres Mitzvah you should not say pronounce without having the Sefer. This is our Lacha, our Pia Dvorim Eile Korat in Rishonah. I like you because you're a very good man. I like you. It's Kol HaTere Kule, all four story. Yes, Hodach HaWashem from the Teres Mitzvah. The Gemara tells us this story that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emeir Meshe Emeir Ve'Kesev of Mishne Torah Vayomer Shem Meshe Mishne Torah Ve'Gamayim Mishne Torah is Mishne Torah, this is the way Meshe Mekabel the Torah from Sinai. He said, the Torah of Sinai was dictated to Meshe by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Meshe accepted it. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it to him. But there was nothing about that. No Perushim. What's meant, what does it mean, Ayinta Asai, Mami Mamesh, or it means just Ayinta Asai and Mami, the behavior Mamesh or Mami, Meshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after you have to get there. You have to get there. I don't know. It's your job to find out. And Meshe said, no, I'm lazy, I don't have anybody who wants to console. So Meshe would have lost his assignment as a problem from Israel. After the Meshe said, all right, so if I have to remember, I'll remember. And that gave Meshe the terror. Made Meshe the problem from Israel. Is in Kol HaTere Kule is drawing whatever I mentioned, the Torah Shel Miksav is not Valpe. It is Torah Shel Miksav and goodbye. But in Mishne Torah, there is a mixture of the Torah Shel Valpe and the Torah Shel Miksav. Torah Shel Vahech and Meshe, Mevayar is a Torah, means Mevayar not the way Rashi. Mevayar is a Torah means simply Mevayar to understand. He used to tell them, I mean, this is the way he taught it, and they saw not on Torah Shel Harpeh, but Torah Shel Miksav as well. And in Mishne Torah, there is no Torah Shel Harpeh. In Mishne Torah, there is not only Torah Shel Miksav, but Torah Shel Harpeh as well. This is the Eil Meshe Baya. How much, but again, Torah Shel Harpeh Tera Sheba'al Tera was turned around. Tera Sheba'al to the Maser, to the stream of the Maser, which Meshach started, the Maser of Meshach Kibotel Mishra and Shom Eishur. It does not refer to the Maser, to the Maser, to Baal Peh, completely Baal Peh. But however, in addition to Meshach Kibotel Mishra and Shom Eishur, Mosol Yeshua, and this was the great Maser, which the Kol Yisrael actually observed, and until this day, the great Maser, Maser Shabbat. There was another kind of Tera Shabbat to be found in the Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah.
What dictated then?
Huh?
What dictated also, like the other?
Akadosh Baruch Hu told me, he said, David Shotin, I made this hotel.
But the word
is the dictator.
Of
Mishnah Torah of everything. The only difference is like that. Yes. That in Torah Shabbat, with regard to the three promotions, is only Torah Shabbat, the Gdusha Torah Shabbat. There is no Gdusha in Torah Shabbat. But with regard to Mishnah Torah, it has two Torahs. Two Torahs means two Chavrusha Shemis. One is Tera Shemiksar, and certain parts belong to Tera Shemalpeh. I can't tell you which is Tera Shemalpeh and which is Tera Shemiksar. I can't tell you, I don't know. This has such a kind of information about it.
So that's why it's called
Mishnah Tera? Huh? Yeah. We are talking about Mishnah Tera. We'll see what Mishnah means. I'm not weird to this. Yes?
The
Lord
refers to the paper.
You did not suspect me to leave out the Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah says a certain halachas with regard to the Techach and Vayitro should not split the Techach and so forth for the Moha, but in Dvorim this particular halachas don't apply, because Dvorim is with the Agvura Nemun, Dvorim is with the Agvura Nemun, and Mishneh Tera, Meshe Mipi Atzma Malach. Meshe Mipi Atzma Malach. Meshe Mipi Atzma Malach. Doch this is the Ruach HaKedosh, alright? This is where I say it's Gemore. What the Gemore means is exactly what I'm trying to say. The Gemore means, in Tera Shabbat, Meshach had absolutely no share. No share. The Tera Shabbat is Meshach's role was exclusively like a Shliach Elocha, a Shliach of a Shtar. A given Shtar of Shliach and telling Terni Tovato. And this is enough. The role is a mechanical role. And the Helich stars it. Because there was Tera Shemiksar, all Meshe could claim the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wages for doing something, referred to simply to the physical work of sin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimer, or Meshe Eimer on vacation, that's all. Meshe Eimer on vacation. But he was not a Balatera, he was not a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was a scribe. A scribe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eimer u'Meshach Eimer v'Kesef. Eight psukim, not only he wrote, but he cried. All right, but we didn't pay for the threat, for the tear. In Tera Shabbat Peh, is the role of Meshach Rabbeinu be completely different. In Tera Shabbat Peh, is Meshach job was not to write because there was no idea. That was Baal Peh. And Baal Peh means that I am involved in it. When Moshe told the Bnei Yisroel about the first Techach, he said, what grammatical person do you use? Yitro Hadishem. The second person, Yitro Hadishem is talking. I don't know what he spoke in the first person. Yitin Adishem Mocho, the Yachu Adishem, it means the Meshe speaks about Israel in the relationship to the Gabri Moro. Not second verse, I mean, he simply repeated what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So he was actually the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little bit of kind of reading.